Well, he storms into the studio. He goes, "I'm sleep deprived." I thought, "Well, did I miss some soccer overnight? What have you been up to, Phil Moss?"
I've been dog sitting for my brother John and his wife Sophie with my lovely partner Penny, who has been carrying the can a bit for me, I must say.
As they do.
But it still does wake you up. It's like having a newborn child all over again.
That is rookie error.
Oh, 2.5 weeks while they're gallivanting around the Greek islands and Italy. The Amalfi Coast they're on at the moment. I'm sick of seeing the photos, to be honest.
By the way, you do smell nice. What is that?
What have I got on this morning?
You open up the bathroom cupboard and there's just a wall of aftershaves in front of you, is there?
There's a few. There are a few options. The kids do don't know do what, Father's Day and birthdays and Christmas Day. It's right.
Don't do what Slats did once.
What's that?
When he was minding a dog for quite a high-profile person. And the dog quite clearly was annoying him, scratching at the door, wanting to get out. So he let the dog out.
Never saw it again.
Dog never came back.
Ever.
Ever.
Well, I knew
high profile trouble. Persons arrived home.
Prepared to name high profile persons?
No, not at this stage.
Off air?
He's had to come up with a story why the dog wasn't there.
Oh, which you've just given up now.
Mm.
Never to be found again.
Never.
Never to be found again.
Well, this one nearly got dropped off at Long Reef golf course early this week.
Careful,
I was going to say Headland then. But
careful.
Yeah, not the Headland.
Trent Sainsbury.
Yes.
Moving to Israel.
Yes, he's signed with Maccabi Haifa, which is it's an interesting move. It's not one you would have...
They're a pretty big club, aren't they?
They are, and I don't think they are Champions League this year, but... But it is a big club over there in Israel. I've actually stayed in Haifa, and it's a beautiful place. It's a seaside resort town, and about probably half hour from Tel Aviv. But it's a move that's designed for regular football for Trent Sainsbury. He has not had that for it must be near on 4 years now, where he just hasn't got himself into the team and played regular football, be it through injury or non-selection. His last club, PSV Eindhoven, they just didn't play him. He played a couple of games here and there, but it's just crucial for our national team because he is our mainstay at the back, and
he's
we need
gun.
Him playing.
Arnie happy with that? For a number of reasons.
Well, he's married to Arnie's daughter.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Look, I would say that Arnie's very happy. I haven't spoken to him about that specifically. But, he needs his best player. Well, he needs all his players playing because he's talking about this operation rejuvenation of the national team, which it is. There's a lot of fresh faces in there. But he needs them playing regular football and he needs them stepping up levels as well because we haven't got enough players at the top level. It's pure and simple.
Mm. My man's sort of scoring one goal a game nearly in the K-League.
Yes.
Adam Taggart.
Adam Taggart. He is.
So. We're looking for a new striker, mate, since Mark Viduka.
Yeah. But you know...
You're patient.
We all have to be. But you know the beauty of this is...
How long? Is
TK, instead of now throwing to me saying who's going to score the goals, where are they going to come from, he's got a name for us now.
Yeah. There we go.
Adam Taggart.
No
Adam
pressure,
Taggart.
Yeah. Break in the EPL
and
for FIFA. Who's been the standout performers? Obviously, you're going to say Liverpool. That's boring. And if you mention Manchester United in the losers, I'll be very disappointed.
Well, let's be frank. The level that Manchester City, and I'll mention them first, out of respect, and Liverpool have been playing at both ends of the pitch. Their defensive organisation at one end and the way they execute at the other end has been absolutely different level to the rest of the league at this point. But as you said, Jimmy, four games down. I think the big winners have been Leicester and Crystal Palace.
Sure.
With Manchester United and particularly Chelsea having stuttering starts. Those two have capitalised. They're sitting in the top four, Leicester and Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace had that big win at Manchester United. Sorry to bring that up again, Jim. Just reopen the wound. But yeah, they're the two teams who have really surprised early on. And I think the one who's really struggling more so than what we thought they would is Tottenham Hotspur. Now, I think that's down to two things. There's been a lot of talk about whether that Champions League final was their glass ceiling and whether they've hit that under Pochettino and there is no no further to go in that under that regime, which is interesting, isn't it? Because this time, well, actually, at the end of last season, Pochettino had the keys to London, with what he was doing with them.
Yeah.
But have they gone stale? The Christian Eriksen, will he stay or will he go? I think has had a big impact on their early season. He hasn't played regularly, but we saw on a weekend in that North London derby, in the first half, he was electric. And if now that he's staying, at least for the foreseeable future, they'll need to get him in that team and fit and firing to make the difference. Nice. But the big surprise packet for me down the other end has been Watford. They're stone cold motherless.
Yeah.
They've had a draw and three losses, sitting on 1 point from four games. Now, they were a surprise packet last season until the latter stages when they dropped off a little bit, but that's not a good start for them.
No, I saw that the other night.
Mm.
Rocket Man.
Any good?
Oh, what a show.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm not into musicals, quite clearly, but I didn't know. I thought it was like more doco, but it's more musical. It's a good show.
I'll have to look that one up.
I only say that because he owned Watford. Now, all these internationals, there's 400 games.
Yes.
Right? Who's playing? Who do you like? Who's playing who?
So we're looking at over the weekend, the Euro qualifiers you're talking about.
England v Bulgaria.
Yep. England v Bulgaria. I'm going to tip England at home. Well,
They're 107.
Let me start with my multi. I've got a Euro...
Harry Kane,
qualifying.
Salah, first goal scorer, Liverpool. Jeez, I can do it. You don't need to be too much of an expert.
You just made Robbie Slater and Phil Moss redundant.
Harry Kane.
I'll give him my multi.
Okay, here we go.
You got the multi for the weekend Euros?
Yes, yes, please.
Sweden to beat Norway at home.
Uh-huh.
Portugal to beat Serbia away.
Okay.
Germany to beat the Netherlands at home.
Okay.
It's paying around the $7.50, $7.60 mark.
Okay. There you go. Sweden to beat Norway. There'll be a rush for the sauna there. Portugal against Serbia. And then Germany over the Netherlands at about $7.
Roundabout.
You're a good man, Mossy.
I've been called that once or twice.
No,
you are. Been called a lot of other things as well.
Go home and look after that dog.
See you guys.
Smells so good.